brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So if you just joined us, I played a clip of Beck 2 months ago. Glenn Beck saying the government, through the Democrats, is preparing a new Oklahoma City bombing to be blamed on Glenn Beck. Well, that's the George Soros publications are saying Glenn Beck and Alex Jones, for some reason, that we're going to cause a new Oklahoma City. And so then he went over all these Democratic operatives saying how they need a new Oklahoma City for Obama to play the part of a victim and a savior and reconnect with us like Bill Clinton did in 1996. He had like a 35% approval rating. They had the bombing. He had a 70% 2 days after it happened. Carried it through the election, posing as our big daddy. News to the Democrats. We're not in 1995 anymore. We've done our job of exposing the idea of people staging attacks or using attacks to take our liberties. No one can deny that they are using 9/11 to take all of our basic liberties and pointing Homeland Security at the American people. No one can deny that basic fact. So I play back saying the government is preparing and is getting ready to blow up another Oklahoma City and blame it on conservatives and libertarians, and you better bet your bottom dollar they are. All the signs and evidence is there. They're prepping. And then 2 months later, he gets up there, and it goes on for like 10 minutes. I'm not going to play any more of it. I'm going to put a video together today that we'll play tomorrow that has it all put together tightly so you can see the history of it. I'm going to do that with Aaron Dykes. He works up here mainly at night. We're going to work on it this evening for you tomorrow. But just look at the hypocrisy of this. Beck goes from the government is getting ready to stage a terror attack to blame it on domestic groups and Glenn Beck specifically. And then now he's saying 9/11 truth. I told you they're dangerous because they think the government might stage terror attacks. But then that means you're dangerous, Glenn, because you're talking about groups staging attacks to blame them on you. And you're talking about dangerous ideas, that if people have ideas, they're dangerous. What are the Democrats saying? You don't like the Federal Reserve. You don't like government-run health care. You don't like all of this. You are a terrorist. So it's the same thing. And now we see the Democrats and Republicans, now that the hoax that conservatives did this is blown over, you now see them unifying to say conspiracy theorists. People that think that there's mega banks manipulating currency worldwide, which is admitted fact, and people that think government might be staging terror, they're to blame. The Democrats and Rush Limbaugh, the king of the Republicans, are now in unison on that talking point. And when you see a convergence of the left wing and the right wing of this tragedy buzzard, this tragedy vulture, you better know who they're scared of. And they're scared of 9/11 truth. They're scared of you learning about Gulf of Tonkin and Ajax and Northwoods and Gladio and NATO option and all the other staged terror attacks. They're worried that you're going to find out about government-sponsored terror and you're going to be watching when the State Department's ordered by the CIA to get the underwear bomber on the plane on Christmas Day. You're going to be watching when it comes out that Anwar al-Awlaki, the number one active operative in al-Qaeda, is admitted CIA, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army while he's on the most wanted list. You're going to find out that they're using terror to take your liberty and freedom and to tell you to politically shut up every time something happens. You're going to shatter their paradigm and realize they are the terrorist and they're staging the terror attacks as a pretext to set up a police state and take our freedoms. And when you realize that, and when the general public realizes that, and when that idea becomes the mainstream, which it's now becoming, their game is over. Game over for the offshore corporations that wrap themselves in the American flag and try to mesmerize everybody to go along with them. Because they need the public's acquiescence. They need the public to sit down and shut up so Big Daddy Government can protect us from the terrorist. Then you research and you find out Big Daddy Government is the terrorist.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.rxdrugcard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, recapping just brazen, naked hypocrisy. Glenn Beck, after telling us that the government's preparing a state to new Oklahoma City, to be blamed on Glenn Beck, which they are doing. He just doesn't mention that in all those talking points, yours truly's added in with him, for whatever reason. Now he says in the 5-minute clip I've got another 1-minute clip. We got a guest coming up, so I'll have to play him tomorrow. But I already played part of it. That 9/11 Truth is going to stage a new Oklahoma City, and that 9/11 Truth is very, very dangerous, and that 9/11 Truth he told us was going to be dangerous, and that this guy was a 9/11 truther. So he's doing exactly what he blamed the Democrats for and being a hypocrite, because by his logic, anyone that says government might stage a terror attack is a dangerous, delusional person who may shoot and kill people. Well, then, Glenn, are you planning to shoot and kill anybody? This is a very dangerous game. And I'm a 9/11 truther who's being demonized, and I'm an Oklahoma City truther from day one. And I know the facts of that case, Glenn, just like you do. And it's creepy. I mean, you should be creeped out by the fact they're getting ready to set us up for for a new Oklahoma City. So I guess you're just wallowing at their feet then, groveling, saying, don't blame me. Blame the 9/11 truthers. Say they did it. Glenn all week's been telling us it's wrong to blame somebody for violence just because of their ideas. But then he comes right back and does the same thing they're doing. Now, I guess Michael Savage is dangerous too, huh, Glenn? Because he said over and over again on his show, listeners send us the clips, that the government is going to stage a terror attack. And I'll tell you, looking at all the evidence, I believe this guy disappeared for not 1 week, 2 weeks. The government was all over him. We're now learning he had been in some type of psychiatric care. We're now learning this, that the county is hiding his police records, even though those are supposedly supposed to be public. They are scared. And you add all the other factors, the drugs, the rest of it, the MO. I believe this was a staged event. And I believe what original witnesses said, there must have been other shooters there. But let's go ahead. I mean, regardless of that, they're using it to take all of our freedoms. But in case you forget, here's Michael Savage talking about government-sponsored terror.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy and the most powerful military on earth.
And he goes on from there with a lot of historical evidence of that. So, Michael Savage can talk about Obama staging a Reichstag. Beck can talk about it. Beck can say they're getting one ready to blame it on him. Because you got all the Democratic operatives actually saying that. What we need is a new Oklahoma to blame it on our opposition, and so you can reconnect, Mr. President. And I tell you that for month after month, and then Beck finally listens, goes on the air and talks about it, and then 2 months later is saying 9/11 truth is evil. 9/11 truth is six of the ten commissioners saying the official story is a lie. 9/11 truth is NORAD standing down. 9/11 truth is Building 7 blowing up and falling into its own footprint at free fall speed, and the police saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. That's all on video, pal. I cannot ignore that. Well, the government will shoot up little kids with syphilis in Guatemala, but they won't blow up a building. It's not the government. It's criminal elements within. They're like, are you saying there aren't a Muslim threat? There are real Muslim extremists. But 9 times out of 10 of you research it, they're being run by Al-Qaeda, by the Pentagon. I've been on major conservative talk shows, and I go, what about Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News? And they'll go, yeah, I saw that he was secretly at the Pentagon. Let's move on. I'm like, no, this is the guy running the Fort Hood shooter, running the underwear bomber, running all the rest of them. And he's not a double agent. He's commanding the operations so the government can take our freedoms. Yeah, he's got crazy Muslim lunatics working for him who really think they're fighting for Allah. But at the top, it's run right out of the Pentagon. And I'm tired of it. Zbigniew Brzezinski has written a best-selling book bragging how in 79 he created Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. You got to start thinking like a globalist to be able to counter this. One last clip I want to take from the memory hole to remind you before we go to Mark Dice. Obama, Missouri truth squads, and they had sheriffs, district attorneys, police chiefs on the news. This is one of many newscasts saying, you will be arrested if you tell lies about Obama. And who decides? No judge, no jury, no civil trial. They will decide if something's not true. And they went on to say, if you say he's not a Christian, arrested. If you say he wasn't born in America, arrested. This is who they are. They want to ban free speech. They've got armies of police in this country, the political officers on top, who will follow those orders. Just like they have cops that will follow the orders to confiscate guns in New Orleans and surrounding areas. They're beta testing. So when you hear them say they want to end free speech and bring in the Fairness Doctrine and shut down talk radio and have FCC control the web, which they just declared 2 weeks ago, and they've got all the cybersecurity bills lined up, notice how this is all happening at once. It was all lined up. The legislation's all lined up. The Republicans are coming into Congress. All this is happening. Some guy that his friends all said thought he was under mind control, totally drugged up on an amnesic drug, doesn't know who he is, and then this happens magically right on time, and a 9-year-old who was born on 9/11 gets killed, and now they're bringing in the 9/11 flag, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other points. It's staged. It's staged. And even if you don't think it was staged, they're sure opportunistically seizing on it. All right, let's go ahead now and go to this clip of what they really want to do. Outside of the law, they just say, you talk bad about our God, you're going to jail. Here it is.
Early voting is not allowed in Missouri, only absentee.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This is where John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Live in Maplewood, John
that's
Jones,
enough.
News 4.
John. I can't handle it. I wanted to play that to remind you, Obama campaign, this was going on all over the country. The Obama campaign with elected Democrats operating in law enforcement capacities, the Obama campaign is working with Missouri law enforcement, elected ones, who are part of the party, that's Nazi Germany, where the Nazi Party or the Communist Party comes out and says, I'm going to arrest you if you talk bad. I say that's a lie. No judge, no jury, no law. They just do it. So, if you've got any doubt about the fact that they want to create an America where you are arrested if you criticize these crooks, and that's what Obama is, helping steal trillions of dollars that have disappeared. Congress asks, where is the money? They ask him over and over again, and they won't say. And so, if there's any doubt about these tyrants, and I call the T word, there it is! And don't think the Republicans are going to save you. You just saw Glenn Beck saying, if you think the government is involved in any type of terrorism, you're a dangerous terrorist. You need to shut up. I've seen Beck say the army needs to be used against Ron Paul supporters. That's Glenn Beck showing his true colors. Now with us for the rest of the hour is Mark Deisch, author, researcher. We carry all of his great books on the Illuminati, on the resistance, all available at Infowars.com. And Mark Deisch joins us because he was a big part of Brad Metzler's top-rated History Channel show. I refused to be part of that episode just because I was too busy. And then they gave me an offer I couldn't refuse, going back to Bohemian Grove. That's going to be airing on the 27th of this month, so I was part of that episode. But Mark Deisch was part of this episode. But as we go to break, though, we're going to give us your take on the shooting and all the stuff that's going on, Mark Deisch.
Yeah, I think your analysis of the shooting's just correct. I mean, obviously, the conspiracy theorists in the mainstream media now have egg on their face. The guy wasn't politically motivated. It's clear that he's a schizophrenic lunatic with no political affiliation whatsoever. So I think that they all admit. You know, maybe Tom and Jerry, the cartoons Tom and Jerry is about the only thing that I haven't heard blamed, you know, for sparking this violent streak in this young man. But I think that just serves as a wake-up call. Obviously, everybody that came into contact with this man knew that he was mentally disturbed. So I think that instead of implementing new policies, taking away guns, free speech, how about when you come across the lunatic that's threatening to kill people numerous times, that somebody actually maybe files a police report and the police do their job?
Well said. It turns out the sheriff is illegally suppressing this guy's real record because he's the one that's liable letting this lunatic do what he did.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City.
This is in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox. Dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it. But don't you miss Wednesday's show.
All right, so he says that. He says that pointing at himself, and then he goes on to explain they're preparing to stage a new Oklahoma City. Then he comes back now and says that 9/11 truthers will stage in Oklahoma City, and that anybody that thinks that government could ever stage something is a terrorist. But now, he can't have it both ways, Mark Dice, because previously he was saying Obama's people may stage one. I mean, what's going on with Glenn Beck? What's your view of him?
He's all over the map. He understands that people's attention span is so short that he can say one thing and contradict himself the next day, and people don't catch him on it. What this whole shooting says, and then I want to move on to Brad Meltzer. I get some just incredible bombshells on this guy you're not going to believe. But what this shooting says is two things: that America is just completely so desensitized to craziness and violence that when a lunatic is running around saying he's going to kill people, people just don't think anything of it because violence is such a big part of our culture. And also, too, you know, this guy, everybody that came in contact with this kid knew he was a lunatic. There was no need for the Walmart, you know, if you see something, say something program. There was no need to go snooping around looking to see if somebody's willing to attack. This guy was in everybody's face. So it's obviously just everybody is incompetent, desensitized to the violence. This is a huge, huge tragedy. But man, I got some bombshells on Brad Meltzer. We got to get into this guy.
Okay, let's recap. Let's recap in what's left of the short segment and come back in the next. And obviously, we'll have to go into overdrive. I know you got to go to work, though. Again, author, researcher, Mark Dice joins us. We carry all three of his great books at Infowars.com. He's got a new book coming out in the next few months that's going to be his most powerful and informative yet. And he's going to debut that here. But he was approached, and I was approached as well, by Brad Metzler, who's this huge best-selling author dealing with, quote, conspiracy theories, but he's kind of branding it in the establishment way, to be part of this Statue of Liberty episode, The Secrets of It. And I just said, you know what, I'm not doing it. And they were shocked that I wouldn't want to be on the History Channel. Then they came back later, and they said, we want to go back to Bohemian Grove with you. And that was something that I said no to. But then Mike Zwirling, of some of our great affiliates there in Central California, it was really saying, hey, your listeners want you to come speak here. So I went and spoke to a crowd of 800 people twice, so 1,600 people. It was great. I killed two birds with one stone. I said, okay, infiltrate Bohemian Grove on this date, and I'll come. And so they did it. And I had a very interesting experience. I'm not going to talk about it because I've agreed to until it airs, coming up the 27th. But they tell me, oh, it's going to be very fair. Oh, it's going to be very nice. Seeing their other episodes does not spark confidence in me. But I was still trying to play nice with all of this. Now I see this article 2 days ago. Author Brad Metzler, how do you pronounce his name?
Meltzer.
Meltzer was recruited in government agency, horrified at how easy it is to attack U.S. Now, I've got comments on this as we go, but in the 2 minutes we've got left, go ahead and break down the bombshells.
Okay, this is incredible. So Brad Meltzer's the guy that heads up the History Channel Decoded show, the sort of modern-day conspiracy theory show investigating conspiracies. I'm in it. Alex is in it. There's other episodes of some other interesting topics that are going to be coming out, too. And so it appears that his job, after seeing the Statue of Liberty episode that I'm in, is to sort of debunk the conspiracy theories. And then when you start looking into who this guy is, and I knew nothing about him before getting involved with this show, on Tuesday, January 11th, 2011, 1-1-1-1, he released a new book called The Inner Circle, and just coincidentally happened to write an article in the New York Daily News where he explained, he came clean that he was recruited by the Red Cell Project, the government program to brainstorm terrorist attacks, and then he starts bragging about all of his insider connections. But what is so interesting is years earlier, George Bush 41, George Herbert Walker Bush, had read one of Meltzer's books and reached out to him and befriended him. And Brad Meltzer actually credits George Herbert Walker Bush with the plot of his new book, The circle, which is all about George Washington had a secret spy ring, and this is true, called the Culper Ring.
Yeah, yeah, stay there. So you've got the Skull and Bones Grandmaster, former head of the CIA. This individual, the author's been brought in to work secretly for the government. I mean, I've got a really bad feeling about this Bohemian Grove episode coming out. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Mark Dice is our guest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Brad Metzler comes out in the news this week, releases a book called The Inner Circle. He admits in it that really the idea for the book is Bush the Elder. And I'm not going to get into what's in the upcoming episode because, quite frankly, I don't know. I've never been approached with more paperwork and more stuff they wanted me to sign. And I refused on the first episode that they wanted me to be part of, the one that Mark Dice is in. And so they came back and said, okay, you don't have to do all that. And I just had a bad feeling. But at the same time, it sounded pretty exciting to try to go back and watch them try to infiltrate Bohemian Grove. But when I got in with the three hosts, two of the three were pretty much attacking me, acting like it was all a big joke. Then I saw the episode that Mark Dice is in, and then I read quotes where Metzler made fun of people before the episodes aired and said, you got to see the kooks I got, the crazies I got. So it's all kind of proposed on the surface like it's going to fairly look at things. But then, what does Brad Metzler expect us to do when he's running around talking about how we're a bunch of crazies? That prejudices the whole thing. We're just supposed to sit there and take it. And then the Statue of Liberty episode, these kooks think it's Lucifer. And then they go to the professor. Oh, it is Lucifer, but it's the good Lucifer. So this is basically the 33rd degree Masonic view of everything they've done, telling us how wonderful it is. And like Tom Clancy was chosen to be a propagandist, it's clear that Brad Metzler has now been chosen for that same mission. As they can't ignore the conspiracy theorist culture, they now are trying to become it. But that's not going to work. So you've got the floor. Break down the bombshells here, Mark Dice.
Yeah. Meltzer reached out. George Bush 41 reached out to Meltzer in 2002, invited him to his Houston home, where they talked about life in the White House and the importance of presidents being surrounded by people they could trust. And here in this USA Today article yesterday, with the headline of "Author Brad Meltzer is part of history's inner circle," Bush says that he considers Brad Meltzer a friend. And has his book right there. And Meltzer says that as a novelist, I can write whatever I want. But if two presidents are going to read the book, I want them to say, he got it right. And people really appreciate your working it instead of just phoning it in.
So they are hyping him as if, wow, this is the guy to go to for conspiracies. And then we learn how loving the Illuminati is. But continuing with this Brad Meltzer, it's just incredible that when they approached me, they said, no, this is totally fair. We really want to look at it. We promise this isn't a hit piece.
Now, my episode, you can see it on YouTube. You can understand the editorial creative decisions that they put into it. I mean, obviously, you can watch it and see how it was pieced together. It makes it look like we're discussing the Illuminati, and then a police car has its siren go off, and we got to get out of here. That's all just editing. It's incredible what they can do. But this whole guy's job, his job is the new propagandist to whitewash conspiracy theories. He's good friends with Bush 41, who gave him the plot for his new book, The Inner Circle, about it's George Washington's secret spying. It's still going on today, and it's a bunch of good folks. Don't worry about it. And the lead character in his book, Beecher White, works for the National Archives. So I guess this guy just maybe never looked up the Operation Northwood's declassified document or the Gulf of Tonkin tapes to learn what sort of actual conspiracies go on.
And we're going to get into Red Cell in a minute. He admits he's been recruited by the government. I want to explain what Red Cell really does for those that don't know, including members of Red Cell that are compartmentalized. The big bombshell here is Bush 41 is admittedly the grand poobah on the steering board of Bohemian Grove. He is one of the top people there, along with his son. And this is Bohemian Grove striking back, basically. They're having their insider, their best buddy, who they write books with, who's, quote, part of the inner circle, go through every major conspiracy issue as the American people wake up to the secret establishment that's running this country, the Skull and Bones and others. That's what Bohemian Grove is an offshoot of. I mean, they didn't tell me, hey, we're insiders. We're good friends with the head of Bohemian Grove. They didn't tell me that.
This is how good of an establishment insider he is. In this USA Today article released yesterday, again, a day after his book is released, following the day after his New York Daily News article, coincidentally, of course, released on the day of his book. The USA Today article goes on to talk about his book, and it just plugs it, and then it says in parentheses, $26.99. It even says how much it is. You can just buy it right there. They're promoting him so clearly. But this guy not only is, admitted good friends with Bush 41, but he has released a private personal letter from Bush, because for the last few presidents, there's a tradition of presidents leaving a short little note in the desk in the Oval Office for the future president, for the incoming president. Just a funny personal little note, nothing big. But Meltzer's trying to make it seem like the presidents are passing on, the Illuminati secrets or the Culper ring, you know, spy circle of the presidents is still operating, and they need to, and they're going to go to the Bohemian Grove to just blow off steam. You know, it's so unbelievable, man. This guy is such an establishment insider. It doesn't get any bigger than this. Bush 41, I'm pretty sure, helped recruit him for the Red Cell program. The Red Cell is a secret program that they've had it periodically. It's think tank sort of, but groups of people get together and brainstorm ideas on how to attack America. And the Red Cell report was actually released by WikiLeaks. So you can go and get that. You can read that it's the conclusions of 18 leading academic terrorist experts, former National Security Council, Department of Homeland Security officials, mass transit security specialists, et cetera, et cetera, and a novelist. So yeah, I'm pretty sure Bush 41 just pulled strings and got him affiliated with
And
the
by the way,
film.
This is just like Bush 41 never being in the CIA, but then becoming the director of it in the mid-70s, kind of like Brad Meltzer, never part of the secret government operation at the very top of the pyramid, but now he's magically part of the inner circle. Now he's magically part of the Red Cell. And imagine, I'm talking to the head producer, and I said, I want to hear from you. This is not a government hit piece, because I said the last History Channel piece was so disingenuous that we'd be speaking to a crowd of 500 people here in Austin at a 9/11 convention event. They would then wait to the hour-long lunch intermission and shoot shots of the room empty and me talking to one person. Hold on, I want to finish. They blew up the film. They made my face look yellow. I mean, I work with video. I know when they've distorted it. Then they'd cut to glistening footage in high def, saying expert popular mechanics, admittedly hooked into the government for more than 100 years in black op propaganda, hence the term yellow journalism. And I said, you're telling me this is different? And they said, absolutely. We really are just looking at the whole thing. It's an investigation. I mean, they didn't tell me because it was secret then. Now he can reveal it because of WikiLeaks. Oh, this guy's best buds with the president,
yep,
and he's going to reveal us the secret circle and
yep.
How it's all wonderful. And so here's the top Bohemian Grove guy, and that's how these spies would work, getting me involved, taking me out there. They're locked, cocked, and ready, leading me right to them. Thank God I escaped. I'm telling you, this makes me sick.
Yeah, there's also a Guidestones episode coming out, too, in a few weeks, and I'm pretty sure that they'll just conclude that it was either just an eccentric environmentalist or a publicity stunt at the Elberton Granite Association. Don't worry about it. It's not the Illuminati. It was just a
publicity. Don't worry about
stunt.
Ted Turner calling it R.C. Christian or Rosicrucian. Never mind it's the official 500 million population in the U.N. biological diversity assessments. Never mind all the other calls for world government and population. I'm sure that's going to be just fine, too.
For those interested, I have a lengthy article you can get on markdice.com or search for it titled What Brad Meltzer's Decoded Myth About the Real Meaning of the Symbols of the Statue of Liberty. And, you know, we should maybe get into some of that, too, because some of your audience might think that you're a lunatic or we're lunatics for saying that it represents Satan. So maybe we should kind of get into a little bit of that.
Yeah, I want to do that, Mark, and we're going to hold you a little bit into overdrive in the next hour. But looking at this, going over this, I'm pretty freaked out. And I guess I've come to the point where I cannot do mainstream TV interviews. I did Ventura. That was real. They're now pulling not just one but other episodes and erasing it off DVRs under Homeland Security threats. That's confirmed, and the mainstream media isn't reporting on it. That's big news. Under government orders, they go into your DVRs and erase them now.
Yep.
Under government orders, they're pulling episodes dealing with FEMA camps, not denying the info's real. That's why they are pulling it. They're completely freaked out. So I did that, and it's being pulled. But every other mainstream TV thing I do, Nightline, it doesn't matter. It's a stinking hit piece. And to sit there and have people straight-faced tell you that we have no connections to the government, this is a fair, open piece, and I'm like, really? Because I've seen bad stuff out of History Channel. We promise.
Yeah.
And then, oh, I'm a government asset. I hang out with the president, who's the Bohemian Grove head. And then he just expects us to lay down and take this?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, let's maybe get into some of the symbolism so people don't think that we're kind of jumping the shark here and lose
well, it. Well, I mean, hold on, Mark. I'm going to put this on screen for people. Guys, put the Brad Meltzer article from New York Daily News up. I mean, they're saying right here he's part of a super secret government operation at war games, possible attacks. What they don't tell you, and what Patty Meltzer may not know, is that, and I've covered this for over a decade, they have all sorts of Hollywood groups writing scripts of attacks. Then those scripts are used, and Red Cell is used as a cover for black ops that if they get caught by other agencies or groups planning to stage an event, they say, oh, it's just part of the drill.
Yeah, it's like Tiger Teams. They're used Tiger Teams, which supposedly are good guys that try to infiltrate systems to test security. So, yeah, it's covert Tiger Teams that actually are our actual terrorists.
Yeah, and then they follow these scripts, just like, I get a call. The star of the X-Files is coming to your house. He's all freaked out. He gets there. It's Dean Haglund. He says, yeah, the CIA planted this stuff on us. I don't want to get too much into it. I'll get in trouble. But, 6 months before, they planted that episode of the government flying the jet in the World Trade Center and attacking Afghanistan. It's insane. It's incredible. He got on air and said most of it later. But the point is that they were writing those scripts, and then they're used as covers. And if somebody gets caught, it's a lone gunman script.
And listen to this. I'm looking at the Red Cell report right now, again, released by WikiLeaks. It's unclassified, but it still says here that you're not supposed to have it. And this is what the Red Cell concluded. There are 18 academics, former Homeland Security officials, think tank security specialists, all this stuff. This is what they concluded in their four-page Red Cell report that thankfully WikiLeaks released. The concern over a future homeland attack. There is concern over a future homeland attack, but no more likely than before. One Red Cell participant said that the London attacks, quote, countered the perception that terrorists are running scared. Mass transit systems are a target. Buses, trains, subways, and their supporting infrastructure are identified as likely targets. This is what this report did. 18 specialists.
Yeah, it's written at a fifth grade level to be given to the FBI.
It's unreal.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Well, again, I'm not saying that Brad Meltzer at Red Cell even understands this, but we know what Red Cell has been used for. We know what similar things have been used for. We know they always run a drill of the actual attack while it's happening so they can smoke screen. All this Red Cell chatter also confuses NSA and others.
Let me add this, too. Let's just say that let's give Meltzer the benefit of the doubt that he's not an evil, heartless scumbag that has conscious awareness of what Bush 41 and his Illuminati connections have done. But by recruiting him, by Bush reaching out to him, bringing him to his home, basically giving him access to everything that he's ever wanted, now he's compromised. He can't go out and talk about these things. His main character is a national archivist. He's going to talk about Northwoods or Gulf of Tonkin. In the article in the USA Today, Brad Meltzer admits that because he has such high-level fans, I better get this right. Oh,
well, let me go back. You just spurred my memory. In 1996 and 97, I was approached by mid-level Republicans here in town. They would come down to the Axis station and say, I was just talking to the governor the other day. He really likes you. We're going to be watching the show and seeing what you're doing, and governor might want to meet you sometime. And, of course, then later Bush had me arrested at a rally and knew full well who I was and the rest of it. But the point is that then I had Democrats contact me and go, the Democrats would like you to work with them. I was contacted by a well-known Democrat. He said, well, you'd talk off record. I said, yeah, part of my journalism hat. And then he called me like a month later and he said, how dare you say Bill Clinton's a traitor? You're never going to get a job with us now. So that is how they operate, yes.
Yeah, he might not be, in the know, but now he's compromised. Now he would have to turn his back on his lifestyle and all the connections that he's been given to come out with the truth. So now he's just not going to.
The former head of the CIA, one of the head people at Bohemian Grove, now credited with this guy's new book about inner circles.
Yep.
And then, is.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just quite incredible. So, maybe we could get into why the Illuminati, created the statue and the history.
Yeah, and by the way, that's all on public record. Let's get into the good Lucifer and the bad Lucifer. Let's get into that episode, foreshadowing what we're going to see with Bohemian Grove.
So my episode was that the secret, that there's, you know, an encoded symbolism into the Statue of Liberty, and obviously it itself represents Satan or Lucifer. They are one and the same. The torch represents the light of Prometheus, the Greek allegory of Prometheus stealing fire, an analogy of knowledge from the gods, giving it to mankind. Same analogy or allegory as Lucifer, you know, the forbidden fruit to mankind. So Prometheus, it's that same thing. That's why there's a symbol of Prometheus outside of Rockefeller Center, symbolically representing Lucifer, or their god of knowledge, power, and information. So you have the Illuminati set up, design the Statue of Liberty. The designer, Frederick Bartholdi, was a high-level Illuminati into occult symbolism. Gustav Eiffel created the structure and the supporting structure. Richard Hunt created the pedestal. All these guys are Masons. You know, people think that the Statue of Liberty is, oh, it's American. It's a gift from the French. Well, Frederick Bartholdi, the creator, actually wanted to give his design to Egypt. And it was an Egyptian goddess, and they denied it. They said, no, we don't want it here. So then he turned to America, and he said, let's put it over here. So you have multiple layers of symbolism within the statue. You have the seven horns representing rays of the sun. Again, enlightenment, this whole analogy of the light. That there's seven of them representing the seven.
Stay levels. There. We're going to go over it. And what happened on the show, it's amazing. We're going to go into overdrive. I may just make the show 4 hours again. I'm enjoying this too much. But I cut back to 3 hours gearing up for the TV show, but we're still in there fiddling with all that stuff. We'll be right back.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
into Overdrive next hour. AM and FM affiliates are tuned in. PrisonPlanet.tv is streaming live video and audio. Don't forget, we're ending this at the end of the month. We only run it December and into January. 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have an hour plus. I think it's like 2 hours long, Deuce said. Flew him out to the Dakotas. Russell Means, The Wounded Knee, incredible interview about how the whole world is being turned into a giant Indian reservation. And that is the science they're using. That interview went up. Joel Skousen, Inside the Tea Party, Exposing the Neocons. That's going up tomorrow. I'm flying the guys up to Alaska for Nick Begich. That's going on PrisonPlanet.tv. I probably got, going back over the years, not just all these new ones, 50 or more incredible, never-before-seen things that I got four editors putting together right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I mean, we're just going to add more and more. It's a weapon system of truth. PrisonPlanet.tv and your purchase of the videos, the hardcovers, the books, the T-shirts at Infowars.com also funds this operation. So please don't forget about us. We have all three of Mark Dice's incredible books also available at Infowars.com. Now, Mark, getting into the symbolism of the Statue of Liberty, and I was hoping this would be a fair show. You know, well-produced, looks good, nice host in the show. You know, very well done, but when I sat there and watched them say Lucifer's good, I mean, that's 33rd degree New World Order Illuminati.
Yeah, and they didn't even explain, I can't even imagine what the audience was thinking that's totally new to this material. I mean, it must have just really twisted their brain around. And so for people that are familiar with this, or maybe people that are completely new to this, essentially the Illuminati, the high-level 33rd degree Masons, view Lucifer, Satan as good. Whether this is a literal belief or an allegory, it doesn't matter. It's still the same. It's their secret view that Satan in the Garden of Eden is good and that God is bad, and that they, since they know this and they have this power, that they become gods, just like the, you know, the allegory, the story of you know, Satan in the Garden of Eden tells you that Satan teaches you to become a god and you rule. That's what they believe. So that's the show said, oh, well, it is a Lucifer, but they did, because it's just a light bearer. But they didn't get into, he said it has nothing to do with the Satan. But Lucifer and Satan are exactly the same thing. I'm tired of occultists saying that they're not. I have all the books. I have The Secret Doctrine published in 1888. I have Morals and Dogma. I have everything. And you know, Helena Blavatsky, Manly P. Hall, all these guys, Albert Pike, say Satan and Lucifer is the same thing.
Yeah, they don't tell the Masons till they're 33rd degree this, and I'm sick of Masons telling me it isn't true. I mean, it is a fact. It is a fact. Lucifer, Lucifer, Lucifer. They say Lucifer and Jesus basically are one, two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, but and for people who are new to this, what it is, it's essentially, it's sort of like the Force, where they view Satan not necessarily as bad, but as good or neutral, and then they become empowered with that super knowledge. And so whereas all other religions, you know, you can walk into a Christian church and they want you to learn about the principles of Christianity or any religion. Hey, it's an open book for most of them, most of the legitimate ones. Come on in, learn about our stuff.
Hey, hold on. You didn't tell me that it's got Brad Metzler or Meltzer on the cover of USA Today doing an Illuminati hand sign?
Yeah, notice that's yesterday's author, Brad Meltzer, is part of history's inner circle.
Blow that up.
And he's standing right outside the National Archives. Again, when we need to go post on Brad Meltzer's Facebook page that his character, the archiver, Beecher White, should go and look up Operation Northwoods and learn some real history.
Yeah, but he's doing a big Masonic hand sign right there.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're kooks and we're crazy. See, that's hurtful to sit there and you know, like you talked about in an interview where he's like, you ought to see the crazies I got. And then meanwhile, he's all into this stuff. It's like, oh, the Statue of Liberty is Lucifer, but it's the good Lucifer. Stay there, hour number four, straight ahead, inside the Illuminati, as they go public and come out of the closet.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.